We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we kick off this episode of Kramer and Jess Uncensored, I think we need to, and I'm not a big disclaimer person because I think that if you see the word uncensored,
you should know. We would like you to be okay with the fact that it's probably going to be a little out there.
And you may not know us yet, so just a warning. And for this and all future podcasts, but especially this one, because the last couple have been pretty tame.
Yeah.
It gets a little wild sometimes.
Yeah.
And if we're going to be completely open and honest and vulnerable with our lives, and sometimes we have moments
that happen that you don't expect.
You don't expect them. You probably wouldn't go home to your grandmother. Mm-hmm. And tell her stories. That's for the radio.
Yeah.
The radio are the grandma stories.
Right.
Our podcasts are like the squad.
Yes.
So what I'm going to say before we start this episode is if you're not part of the squad.
Just skip it.
Then leave. You know? Because this is like squad talk.
Yeah.
Squad talk. It is PG-13 rated. No, it's R. I forget
R.
We say some cuss words in here.
Yeah.
So if you got kids listening.
Don't
listen.
No.
From this podcast on.
Yes.
It's free game. Right? Mm-hmm. So, here you go. The legend of Garage Boy. Viewer discretion is advised, though. Okay. Welcome.
No.
Yes.
Don't.
Yes.
Don't tell them.
Welcome. What are you worried about? What's going through your head right now? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored, by the way. Episode number 3. Tentatively titled The Legend of Garage Boy, but I feel like you're freaking out now.
Yeah, because...
What?
How much are we...
Just whatever... I'll guide the conversation.
All right. Honestly, I'm a little afraid to share this because... things I'm not... like...
Okay, let me just set this up. You're fine. Why don't you just take a deep breath over there from that side of the world. Okay, welcome to our Uncensored podcast. In case you're new, I'm Kramer, that's Jess, and we do the morning show at Mix 106.5. This is a weekly podcast that we do, and we just come on here and just, it's uncensored, right? So we might say a cuss word.
Yeah.
But more importantly, and I said this on, I have a podcast to you as well. May I get a quick plug in for my podcast?
Uh-huh.
It's called Certified Mama's Boy.
I'm going to start crying, so you know. I'm going to start crying.
Okay. About my podcast or just hang on.
Okay.
Can it be about me for 1 second?
Fine.
I'm talking about me and I'm saying I gotta cry.
Okay, fine, go ahead. Just don't go uncomfortable and see tears.
I don't care. You cry all day. Okay. I get all day for you to sit here and cry on this podcast.
Okay.
What was I even saying? Oh, Certified Mama's Boy. What about it though?
It's lit. Y'all should listen. It's dope. It's a podcast with his mom, which by the way is like my favorite person on the planet. She's so magical and she's just like really nice.
Why are you crying? what I was trying to say though is the difference between the radio and the podcast is we have this big responsibility in the morning because like our mission is to set people's day up.
Yes.
On the podcast, it's like we're like more building a community over here than we are like I hope your morning's great, but that's not my responsibility, you know? Like, it's not a certain time. It's not a certain feel. We don't have all this feel-good music around us. It's just us, raw and real, and Jess is already crying over here. So we'll get Garage Boy on in a couple of minutes. I do want, this first time we've ever had him, either in the San Diego show or here in Baltimore. See, I'm saying Baltimore. I'm trying to really get that D out No, but I feel like that's how we have to sound local. Baltimore.
No, I don't want to. I don't want.
Why are you crying? Okay, let's like cut it back. Okay, because on the air we're not making reference to this, and I told Jess I don't want to talk about it. Like, I want to steer away from this 100%. But you're crying. I'm not even saying what it's about yet.
Because I'm like exploding.
Yeah, I see.
It's been hard.
I see that.
Yeah.
So, backstory here, in case you're listening from San Diego. Remember when I started at Channel 93.3 and y'all effing hated me? We're kind of walking into that situation right now, but even harder because the guy that was here before us was here for 20 years, named Reagan, and he is beloved in this city.
As he should be. He was on the station, I think, he started when he was like 18?
Right.
And then he was an intern, and then he moved up, and like, it was an awesome thing, and it's super rare for someone to be in a place that long, and they love him, and they should love him, and we love that. It's honestly such a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, but it still sucks because he got let go.
Yeah.
And they did it the same way that every radio station does it, the same way they did to me in San Diego. You're literally sitting here having the best day of your life. In case you don't know the story behind that, Jess and I were on a show in San Diego, and having the best day ever.
We were
literally recording a TikTok video.
Yeah.
And the door of the studio opens, and it's my boss, and he's like, come with me, and literally it's just slit my throat.
Done. Never again. Step foot back in the building. Done.
Shook my name off that station so fast.
And that's exactly what happened.
By the time I got to that car, I mean, it was done. Yeah. They basically kicked me out, and that was it. It was so brutal. Radio entertainment in general is a nasty field.
Yeah.
It is not for the, and that's why, honestly, a lot of people don't make it, because they don't want to do this shit over and over and over again, to be honest with you. They don't want to deal with it. And I get it. There was definitely a month where I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. That's why I started my podcast, and I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
It's brutal. And I don't know why it's that way. I'm not sure why it has to be so shitty. I'm not trying to defend any radio company of how they do. I mean, because they all do it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are retiring, or if you are moving on, like, let's say you're moving from one station inside the building to another, they kind of gave Jess a goodbye when you left Channel 93.3.
They did. And I was lucky to get that, too.
Yeah, totally.
That didn't have to happen.
I would say 90% of the time you don't get it.
Right.
So, with that said, they blew out the last show on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
2 Mondays later, we're on the air.
Yeah.
And there's no real explanation. And we decided to take it like a different approach. Instead of like coming in and be like, okay, new morning show's here. Don't mind the other one.
And act like nothing happened. We did not want to do that because that's not fair. And also, that's not who we are. And it wouldn't have been real. It wouldn't have been genuine. And so we've been trying our best to be respectful and understanding and empathetic, because it's a sad situation.
It's hard. I was trying to find, I thought I had that Instagram story of me listening to me getting let go. It was literally 45 seconds when they talked about me on the air. It was like, we have made some changes and we have exciting new ventures and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It sucks. So we're trying to do it the different way. And by doing it a different way, we are acknowledging it and totally respecting everyone's feelings on it. But by doing that, we're also poking the bruise. That makes sense. Like, we're asking for it. And I think that's probably why a lot of stations don't do it, because if we had to do it again, would I do it the same way? I don't know.
We were going to get this reaction no matter what we did. Like, us acknowledging it, people are still going to be upset. I think if we didn't acknowledge it, it would have even been 10 times worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
And we're not saying like this is something that's expected and we understand and we get it.
It just sucks. Well, it sucks for you, Jess, specifically, because Jess has never had to. I'm cool as a cucumber over here, man.
I know, you ain't even tripping.
I live my best life. I'm just trying to go home and get my bathtub at night. That's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah, here taking baths, journaling and shit. Yeah. And I'm out here fucking crying in the corner.
Like, we're living two different experiences, and it's only because I've done this. Like, people talk so much shit about me in my life. Mm-hmm. There's very little you can say to make me upset. Like, I'm here, and this is my chance now to come in here and to respect what the station has been and to pioneer what the station can be. And I'm going to give it my best shot, and if it works, cool. And if it doesn't work, guess what? That door is going to open here one day too, and Tom's going to say,
"Bah,
come to my office." Yeah. They're going to slit my throat and throw me out the door. Yeah. And that's just how it's going to go. Yeah. And I think when you get into this business, you have to realize that it's a real possibility mm-hmm. at any time.
Yes.
If you're on top, if you're on bottom, it doesn't...
you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Jess is still so young in this game mm-hmm. that she isn't used to any of this. She feels like these companies should come in here and bring in a fucking throne and feed you grapes.
That's not,
and escort you to the door with a ticker tape parade.
No. That's not true.
But you're just not used to it. You're not used to the bloodshed. And
yeah,
I hate to say it that way.
I'm
you're not.
Not.
And so
I'm not that kind of person in real life. I don't like conflict. I'm
the same way.
The most emotional sensitive person on the freaking earth. So, and I'm like, and it's hard.
We're dealing with that. So that's part one of the equation. Mm-hmm. Part two of the equation is that Jess is not used to being the co-host of a show.
Yeah.
And when you're the co-host of a show, and I'm going to make this even more specific, when you're the female co-host of a show, other women, mm-hmm. 99% of the time, other women want to come in and talk shit on you.
Yeah.
And I've seen it with every station that I've gone to, with every team that I've worked for. It's always the female co-host and other women coming at the woman, starting with usually, and I honestly have not read many comments because I don't want to get in there, but I'm going to have to assume her voice is annoying.
Yep.
She's stupid.
Yep.
She's dumb. Like, I don't like her. Mm-hmm. Like, probably very little about me.
Yeah.
Mostly about you. Mm-hmm. Fair? And Jess, like most humans, I've just trained myself to try not to do this. That's hard shit to look at.
Yeah.
When you've moved your life across the country, you've literally up and left everything, and you have entered into a place where you really want to be. Like, this is Jess's dream come true. And the first 3 days of the show have just been... us, I would say 9-8, we'll give benefit, 80% of the people that are listening kind of shitting on us, right?
Yes, yeah, because there are people that have been super nice and welcoming us, and again, like, that's just even crazy. We didn't expect that either for listeners in Baltimore to be like, welcome, or, you know, we do miss the previous show, but we're excited to get to know you, like, that's so kind. But also because I'm such, like...
What, just unload. What's going through your head right now in the last couple of days? The hard parts.
It's like when you're little and like kids are making fun of you at school. It's like that, except you're an adult and it's people who don't know you, and it's on the internet and it's online and it's just so many. And yeah. They're all.
What's one you've read that like really like hurt, or the theme that you're seeing? Because no, Jess will go through, and unfortunately, because Jess manages the show's social media too.
Yeah, so it's like,
and the texting. So yeah. She's like sitting there constantly just being bombarded with it. And I can see what happens. I can like watch her mood go from, you know, 100 to 0 real fast.
Yeah, and I'm trying to not look at them, but it's hard when we're getting like the text messages and I'm trying to interact with them, and then they're like, "Go away, you don't belong here," or like, "Today we asked like where I should take my dad to visit," and they're like, "You should go to a different radio station," or like some dumb shit like that. And I'm like, and again, that's so dumb, but I've just never received this kind of stuff before.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hurtful.
Yeah.
And again, like, I know this is part of it, you know, and I accept it, and I know that it's just the first time, and it's part of the process, and it's just like different.
Has it changed your perspective over taking this job in the first place? Do you wish you would have just stayed in San Diego and
kept
down the path you were going on?
No, not at all.
Because you weren't the person to be in the chair to be hated on, mm-hmm. right?
And it doesn't, but I think it's mainly like from a human perspective. It just makes me sad that we're even doing this to each other in general. Like, yeah. That's honestly, I'm like seeing this and I'm like, why are we, like, it's such a shit show outside in the world in so many different ways. Like, why are we talking this way to each other? And I know that, I mean, this is happening to me in like a different situation, but I just can't even, like, someone else is going through something similar, or even if it's not on this type of platform, but someone's coming after you online. And it's like, that is so hurtful.
Well, I think you probably hit the nail on the head with that, because I think if this was any... Hang on, I got to move my microphone. I think if this is maybe any other year...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or any other situation.
It's so,
I mean,
fucking
we're just
hard.
We're just getting things piled on top. Everyone has. It's just like thing on thing on thing. And then if your favorite morning show is gone, we're obviously the punching bag. And
yeah, because they're
you
like,
just can't doubt yeah. yourself.
Yeah.
This is what I told Jess is, and this is the way I'm looking at it, is like, we're here. Mm-hmm. Like, we're here, and this is going to be our show as long as they allow us to be, mm-hmm. and we're going to work really hard to put out a really good show, and we're going to embrace this city, and hopefully they'll embrace us back.
Yeah.
And there's a chance they may not, mm-hmm. and if they don't, then
yeah,
that's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have got to figure out how to keep you in a headspace that, like... Because we're not mentioning any of this on the air. Like, we're not. We have some callers that are mentioning it, you
know?
And
we shouldn't either, because it's not. And that's another thing, too. Like, it's not about us. Like, that fucking sucks. Like, it's 2020, and then you just took away the person that represented some sort of comfort to them, and he's gone.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
But that's... There's nothing we can do about that.
No.
There's nothing we can... So you can't even take it personally. I know you're going to, because you've never done this before.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to go take a bath.
I know.
That's all I'm at right now. It has, I mean, it's been a tricky situation. So we're on day three of the show. And honestly, I think the show has been going a whole lot better than I thought it was going to. Like, Jess and I kind of hopped right back into it. Like, I was kind of worried that our timing wasn't going to be right, or because we haven't been on the radio together in 9 months.
Yeah, but we've literally been together every fucking day for the past 2 weeks. God.
We lived in a hotel, right? I think we talked about it last. We lived in a hotel for how long?
We were there for like over 2 weeks,
yeah.
dude.
And then so
it was nuts.
We finally get into our place and move it. Our stuff came on, today's Wednesday. Yeah. Our stuff came on Monday.
Yeah.
And that was, it's just, we're tired. And I think that's it too. I think you're probably just really tired. What time did you go to bed last night?
I've only gotten 3. You know what, guys? I've only been getting 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
I'm on my period. I miss my mom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like fucking shit. But the thing is, what's crazy is
that
at
how
the same time.
Episode 1 and 2, we're like, we're going to say like not that many cuss words. Jess is just like, here it goes.
But at the same time, though, I'm like so happy to be here and I love it so much. And I'm like, every day, I like can't believe I'm like here. So it's like I have this extreme feeling of like, this is my dream. And I love putting on my headphones and they're pink. And like, our boss is so nice and he's been bringing us like snacks and coffee every morning. And that's, you know, but then I see the shit.
I can't help but laugh at you. And I think if you're watching, I mean, what you're feeling is valid. It really is. But nah, it's gonna be fine. You can't let this get in your head.
No, I know.
You can't let it get in your head.
That's another thing too. I just
but
need
here's
to
what I want
cry
you to do
about it for a little bit
for
it's
next
fine.
Week. Though, for next week's podcast, I want you to, because I'm sure you're still gonna look at the comments. I want you to pick out the ones that are like the meanest.
No,
why?
Because I don't even want to read them.
But I want to.
I
want to be honest, and I want to tell you if they're really as bad as you think they are too. Because I think you're my again. I'm sure it doesn't feel good, but I need to tell you on like a 1 to 10 scale how mean it really is, so that maybe you can put it in perspective.
Well, no, but okay, here's the thing too, and I feel like and this is what I'm also trying to do, like I'm upset, but I'm also like, this is life, it is what it is, I'm gonna get through it. But I feel like if we're going through things, like I would rather do this and just get this off my chest, yeah. instead of like act like I'm fine, because otherwise
and we've
I'd
had
have,
to on the radio we've had to
I think that's why I just had that's why I just cracked right now, is because on the radio the past 3 days, and even like just with, you know, meetings and all that kind of stuff, we're like yeah cool, you know,
we've
and then,
just had to smile and just
right
and
because
it's overwhelming,
and that's part of the job, and yeah. that's our responsibility, and I take that on and I accept that, so I just need to cry and then I'll be cool. So you just need to let me cry.
It'll be not you.
Obviously, you don't have a choice.
Any more tears? Are you good?
I'm fine right now.
Okay. Well, we're here for probably an hour, so just let me know. It's a lot of smiles right now. It's a lot of, and this is the hard part about radio, and what I miss I talked about this on my podcast too. Certified Mom's Boy, available now on Apple Podcasts.
Oh my God.
It's just this podcast weekend, and you can expect this to be 100% real. And the radio show is going to be like 80% real, but there's just, can you imagine if Jess on day three
started crying,
came on the air and was like,
I can't.
People are being mean to me on Facebook. Like, they're going to tear you apart.
And please don't think I'm like, and like, I get it. I accept it and I understand it, but I'm also a person.
It's fine.
And I just want to cry about it for a second.
It's what it's here for. And you just, and what I would do, and this is a big, because right now I'd say the podcast listenership of this podcast is probably still 90% San Diego and 10% Baltimore and others, right?
Yeah.
So it's you guys, the San Diego people have been super supportive because,
oh my God,
you got to know us. And so my hope is in a couple of years, we're going to see the same love. And I'm sure everywhere I've gone, I've felt the love, with or without ratings. Like, Phoenix didn't have the ratings, but I still got people from Phoenix tuned into this, you know? So
no matter where you are listening, please know that you have no idea, like, how helpful you've been.
Yeah.
No matter where you
are. Unless you're saying the shitty things online.
If you're saying shitty things,
you.
It's all right.
You know what? Why don't we take 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And you're only gonna, I wish I had music right now. I wish Severs was here to push the buttons. I don't really know how to do a 30-second bid. Actually, I'll do the mega prize minute bid.
No.
60 seconds.
To what?
To just fucking vent to anybody that's saying mean things to you.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because I don't have, that's the thing. I don't have anything mean to say about you.
60
I just
seconds.
Want to love you. I don't. I you, do
listen.
Not. No, I
okay,
don't.
Okay,
I'm not
going
to do that.
You've
I don't have
to
any
say whatever
shitty
you
thing
want.
To say.
But this is your 60 seconds to get whatever's off your, whatever's on your mind. And to anyone that's listening that may not like us yet, this is what Jess wants you to know. Okay? Yeah?
No.
Yes.
You guys, my fucking boyfriend will not put the toilet seat down, and it's pissing me off, and I cannot stand it. But other than that, he's been so helpful. Like, you have no idea, and I don't know what I would do if he wasn't here. Can you just please not? Can you, if you're gonna say something mean to me on Facebook, like, can you just not? I mean, honestly, I can't. There's nothing I can do about that. If you hate me, I am sorry. But just know that I love you. Even though if that sounds creepy and you have no idea who I am, I promise I'm just going to do my best. And I really want to be here. And I'm not going anywhere. So we might as well just be friends. And if it takes a while, I get it. But just know that I love you and I love being here. And to every person that's been nice to me and Kramer, like, squad for fucking life, okay? And Kramer, I fucking love you, all right? Even though
10 seconds.
Even though we're driving each other crazy sometimes.
Are
like,
we? I'm not driving me crazy. Well, am I driving you crazy?
Am I not driving you crazy?
I mean, this is fine. It's too big. I knew this was going to... Okay. I knew this was going to happen.
I know.
So
you've just been waiting.
I've just been waiting
You've
for
just been waiting for
moment.
Me to fucking crack.
Yeah. And I'm just glad it's not on the air. I'd much rather be on the
podcast. I would never do that on the air. Actually, I don't know if I don't know if I could.
Just can't hold it together. Okay. Yeah. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Let's move on to the legend of a garage boy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and I know you're nervous about this. This is going to be a make or break
I'm
podcast
so
for you.
I'm so nervous, too, because, like, I'm going to share this story with you. And now, what? They probably go, I don't know if they're going to like this.
Well, there's many things we're doing right now they don't like. So it's
there's
just,
nothing we can.
Be,
we're just going to be ourselves. I'm sorry.
That's all we can be.
And I did this, and it is what it is, and there's no changing it. This is something that I did. God.
So on the show, and this should be fun for all of our people listening, no matter where you're from, because even if you're from San Diego, then you know that we refer to Jess's boyfriend as Garage Boy, right? And you may or may not know the backstory behind it. And so today, for the very first time, we're actually going to get him on the air. Now, before we call him, hang on, because we're going to legit have him on the show. It's going to be great.
Wait, do you have his number?
I don't. And that's what I was going to talk to you about.
Oh, shit.
So I asked Jess a few weeks ago. Actually, I asked Garage Boy for his phone number when he first got him. Hey, just give me your number.
Yeah.
So that I've got it in case, like, for example, the other day I needed it when I couldn't get in touch with you when the movers were there. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a prime example when I'm trying to get in touch with him.
Y'all, I slid in there so quick and I was like, why? I wasn't even part of the conversation. And I heard from the back of the room, I was like, why? Like out of nowhere, I came in and just like stopped it.
Jess knows. Once I have that, it's free reign. I can do what I want with it. You know what I mean?
And I don't want y'all hanging out without me. I don't want to feel left out. I don't want to be all like surprised on the show and be like, well, Garage Boys in line too. You know, I hate that. I hate not being in on whatever. I hate it. I hate being left out.
So, yeah, I don't have his number. Do you want to come call him? Or do you just want to show me the number? I'm not going to be able to remember it, so.
I'll just fucking give it to you because you're basically my emergency contact on everything here.
I know. I was going to say,
I didn't tell you, but everything I've done, I've listed you as my emergency contact.
That's probably best. I'm probably the closest relative you have here.
You are.
Who's the next closest person to?
My uncle's in Virginia.
Oh, okay. That's close.
So that's cool.
Then.
But he's still not down the street. You my uncle down the street.
Why don't you put him on there instead, just in case? You know,
really?
I've
been putting you on every emergency, so you know. You haven't put me as yours?
I don't think I've had the opportunity. No, put my mom on there.
Why? What is she going to do? Fly here?
I
know Nancy would be on the first flight, but you should put me because so I can be there like immediately.
I don't know what I'm doing right now. Hang on. We did figure the phones out this week, though, which is good.
One, and then.
Got it. So we're going to call Garage Boy.
Thanks for listening to me vent, guys. Honestly, if just vent.
I can't wait for you to listen back to this and cringe the whole time. It's nothing worse than like opening
listening
up
and hearing, like, hearing yourself have a breakdown.
Yeah, have a meltdown. It's like the worst.
Well, luckily for me, it's not my first time. So at this point,
I've just accepted it. That's true.
Like I don't care. There's nothing I can do about it.
Nobody's expecting any other way. Yeah. Da da da. Watch him not answer.
I don't know if he knows
this number.
Yeah.
He's nervous now, huh?
Nah. Answer.
Hello.
Hello?
GB?
Hey.
GB Garage Boy? I don't want to say his real name.
No. Hello?
Can you not hear us?
Can you hear us?
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Because remember, it's fed through the program bus, and we're not in program.
Oh.
You can't hear us?
No.
What do we do? That's annoying.
Do we just have him on speaker?
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. Okay. You want to call him?
Yeah, I'll call him.
That's annoying. This new studio is tricky. We're in the mixed studio now.
It's a different program.
It's just different.
We are learning in every single aspect that we could be.
But you could just, if you want to pop up mic 3 and just put it down over there. Like you actually plop it down over there, like on the table. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, right here on this little console thing right here. You see what I'm saying? And then just put the mic up over there. And then we can just get phone system to work. Da, 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 da. Hoping we're not on the air right now. Okay. Garage Boy, everybody. Garage Boy, everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
It's weird. We're just two of us in here, right? What's up, dude? Yo.
Oh, yeah. I'm just chilling, man.
We're sorry it took a little bit of time. Your girlfriend, this might be shocking, just had an emotional breakdown, but
yeah,
it's fine.
Crying.
How has she been, honestly? And give us like the real vibe of how Jess acts at home right now when she comes home from work. Like, what's her vibe on work right now?
She just looks tired, honestly.
Yeah. Would you say that she comes in and she's all excited, or is she not as excited because of the comments?
She walks in and she's like, hey.
Which is not like her.
And that's basically what it is. She just walks in and says, hey, and then she gets to doing what she needs to do.
I feel like there's some tension right now. I feel like you're not giving Garage Boy enough attention when you get home from work.
No, it's not tension. Like, I feel bad. It sucks because I'm all, like, tired and sad girl. I'm sad girl right now.
He's like, I don't care. Let's get to the main reason of why we're here today.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, you should let him tell the story.
Well, that's what we're gonna do. So you guys have been together for how long?
8 months.
Almost 9 months now, I think.
Oh, see,
he's on it.
When is the official? What day is the anniversary? Do you know? Would be around
the 4th.
The 4th. Oh,
yeah.
That's not when y'all like we're boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah.
But that's not how y'all reconnected in life. Okay? You didn't reconnect on the 4th. You actually reconnected. Is it the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we'd go to Garage Boy and take us, and you'll see pretty quickly, I think, why his name is Garage Boy. But take us back to the day after Thanksgiving, GB. I'm going to call you GB for short.
Mm-hmm.
The day after Thanksgiving 2019.
All right, so it all started when I'm just chilling in my house, and
I love him.
I decide to call my friend Chauncey.
Okay,
he's the best.
Because it's just a Friday night. I'm like, oh, what are the boys doing? Yeah. So I call Chauncey, okay. And he's all like, yo, come to Market Tavern, slide. And I'm like,
slide through.
All right, cool. But then I hear Jessica's voice. Is that Gerald? And then our other friend Shane's like, nah, his name is Jed.
Wait, we're talking about, explain that, Jess, explain that.
So, Jed is his nickname, and the reason why this was super random that we met
is... Garage Boy has two nicknames?
Yeah, he has two different nicknames. So Garage Boy and I have all the same friends from our hometown. We're both from Stockton, California. That's where we both grew up, but we never met each other because our paths never crossed. When I, you know, he moved away, and then when he moved back, I moved to San Diego, blase, blase. And so this was the first time that, you know, I was going to meet him, and we've always known of each other, and we always had like our separate friendships with our same friends, but we just never got together.
Okay. All right. So there we are. There's old Jed.
Mm-hmm.
Little did he know that evening his whole life was going to change in a garage.
Forever.
All right, so you go to the tavern, yeah?
Yeah, then I call Chauncey again when I get there. And he's like, yeah, just slide through to the back. Well, in the back.
What is slide through?
Slide through means come through, like come over here.
I've never heard the word slide through before,
though.
Are you
saying the slide? Like... No, so if I call you, Kramer, and I'm like, yo, where you at? You're like, I'm at Target. And I'll be like, yo, me and Gerald just made dinner. Me and Garage Boy just made dinner. Slide. If I say that means come over.
Okay. Right. Is that like a NorCal thing, or is that just a young person thing?
Because
when I want someone to come over,
it's
say...
It's a young person thing for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, because when I want someone to come over, I say, will you please make
Would you please use your GPS, son? Come through to my...
I request your presence in my home.
Yeah.
Come through. Come through, I got. Mm-hmm, okay, because mm-hmm. That used to be the saying, right?
Yeah.
Come through?
Yeah. Same
but
thing.
But now we don't say come through anymore?
It's just always... It's always been slow.
Well, we do every once in a while.
Yeah, it's okay. Both. You can say both.
Okay. All right. Learning a lot over here. All right. So you slide into the pub.
Oh, I say hi to everybody. And then when it gets to Jessica, I'm like, I haven't met you in person formally. So I just like stuck my hand out. I'm Gerald. Shook her hand. Then I said hi to Bianca, Jarrell's fiance at the time. Now that's his wife.
All of our friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going around saying hi to the group. Honestly, the first time, and don't BS us because she's sitting right here and she's emotional. She's on a period, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, when you first saw her, okay, what was the initial reaction when you laid eyes on one Jessica Dutra?
I was like, I'm finally meeting her after hella long.
So was it like a neutral? Was it like, oh yeah, this is the girl that I know. Like that's, or was it like a, I'm so happy to meet you? Was it like a, damn, you fine? Or like, oh, you look better on Instagram? Like what? What was that initial reaction? Honestly,
it was more like a, it's finally nice to meet you.
Okay.
Aww. After hearing about you for so long.
So just a neutral, a positive neutral though. Like, okay, oh cool, nice to meet you. Cool. But you didn't, didn't see her. You didn't see her, and you were like, oh my god, like that's the love of my life right there.
I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I was just like in there. I was like, oh, she seems like she's dope.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seems like she's dope. A Shakespearean play.
She seems like
Romeo,
she's dope.
Romeo. Romeo seems dope AF. Okay. All right. So she seems dope. So it's positive. It's not like you're not like, oh my god, I can't wait for the garage with
Stop
her.
Stop it.
It's a positive neutral. Fine. Okay. So you slid into the pub. No, you slid into the pub. You guys are hanging out. Where does it go from here?
Well, our friend starts buying shots. He buys this green tea shot, and all of us are about to take it. We take it. Jessica doesn't.
You don't take a shot?
What?
Jess does not take the shot?
she does not take the shot.
Why did you not take the shot, Jess?
Because I was being a little baby about it.
Why?
Because I suck at taking shots, and I wasn't trying to have everybody look at me and, like, get
anyone watching me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Wait, I didn't ask you, Jess. When you first saw Garage Boy, though, mm-hmm. honestly, what was your take?
Well, I got nervous because he, like, walked straight up to me and looked me in my eye, and I was like, oh, my God.
What does oh, my God mean, though?
I just thought, I mean... Because before that, I was kind of like a hater because all my friends knew him and I didn't. And I hate it when people like other people more than they like me, which is why I'm having
really
such a hard time.
Weird about that.
Well, because it's like, these are all my best friends.
So they're your friends.
They're my friends.
You're feeling territorial because here comes Jed. Jed just slid into the pub.
They got a nickname for him. Yep. Everyone's all excited. Everybody's clapping when he walks in. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, stop it. You know what I mean? And all my best friends are like, oh my God. I was like, happy to see you. So initially I'm like, who the fuck is this fool? And then he walked in, and I was like, oh, my God.
when was that oh, my God moment when you were like?
When he looked me in the eyes and he shook my hand, I felt all weird. And
okay.
I didn't know what it was, but I was like, ew, why do I feel weird?
Yeah, okay.
Get away.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't do the shot. Where do we go from there?
So we hang out, and then all of my friends went back to my house, and then.
Well, hang on. Let's preface that.
Well, no, because
it's not your house.
Yeah, no, it's my parents' house.
Exactly. Okay. So that's a big part of the story you need to realize.
Uh-huh.
Don't say you went back to my house. That would be a totally different story. You went back to your parents' home.
Yeah.
The day after Thanksgiving. Everyone just had a nice turkey.
Yeah.
You know, if I can talk about what they're all thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many people slide into the house? Is that right? Did I use that right?
Yeah. Maybe like, what, 7 of us?
Wow, okay. And it's what time at night at this point?
It was late. I think it was like at 11 or something. This also wasn't the night that the garage took place. Like, this is the first time
that we
met.
Oh, this is not garage.
This is the night side.
Yeah, okay. this is night one.
Night one. Okay, so when you slid into the house, what happened the rest of that evening between the two of you?
Before we got to the house, we went to a liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all so Stockton.
I know.
Y'all so Stockton right now.
Yeah, I had my 17-year-old sister pick us up and take us to the liquor store.
Y'all so Stockton. Can't handle it. Okay. All right, so you go to the liquor store. You go back.
Mm-hmm.
What's the vibe, though? When you get over, when you slide into the house, what's the vibe?
But there's a little detail at the liquor store that she told me that I had, like, no idea about.
What's that?
We walk into the liquor store, and she asked me, like, oh, what do you want to drink? I was like, whatever, because I was low-key an alcoholic at the time.
Oh, okay. Unnecessary point of the story, but that's fine.
Yes, I was like, whatever. And so she grabs a bottle of Crown, and I think she got a Coke.
Cocaine Coca-Cola?
Soda.
Why did you ask me that question?
Jess, when's the last time you did cocaine, be honest?
Never.
Okay.
No, but when she asked me that question, she told me that she couldn't look at me directly in the eye. I was like, what the hell?
No, at that point, like, I had a crush on him
oh,
already.
Oh, really? So you were crushing hard.
I already had a crush on him.
Gerald, Garage Boy, honestly, did you feel anything? You could just don't say, like, the romantic answer, but were you feeling a vibe towards her as well at this point? Because y'all just met each other.
I felt like we could have been, like, cool friends
mm-hmm.
okay.
at that time.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's where it starts sometimes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And, so, and I'm on the other hand. I'm just like I'm just like oh my God, I love you.
You saw your future, everything.
I mean, no. I just I like thought he was so hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where my mentality was.
All right.
So then we go to my house. We hang out. We catch up. Blase, blase. So now fast forward to day two.
You forgot something else.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let her slide anything past. Don't
slide.
We're going
to
slide. It's not going to be details out of here, okay?
Fine, you can just say whatever you want to say.
So what was the detail?
Because we're all talking in the kitchen, and everyone's, like, starting to, like, pack up and leave. And then I'm thinking, like, should I get her number in my head? Like, I'm asking myself this question.
Okay. So there's at least enough.
Like,
it's not even, like, cool friend at this point, though, because I feel like if it's cool friend, you don't care. You're like, I'm going to talk on Instagram or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Did you want my number because at that point you were like, we can be friends now? Or was it because you were, like, low-key feeling me at that point?
It was low-key.
Hey.
Okay. And the liquor store. That's where the feeling started to evolve. Okay, this story is so much trashier than I thought it was.
Sorry.
Okay, so you fell in love with a liquor store. Okay, got it. Okay, so here we are. So do you get the number or not? You asked for a number or no?
I did. And she said, no. You didn't. Let me get your number, basically.
Why?
So I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, why?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because I felt like if I gave him my number, he wouldn't text me. And I wanted to be in control and
good
to make
move,
sure that I could talk to him.
That's
so
a good move.
I did that.
Is that typical? I don't think I've heard of that move before. Like, no, you give me your number.
No, I just was like, I don't trust you.
A little stalkerish, right?
I know
like
that.
Like low-key stalker.
No, 100% stalkerish.
How did you, just, Gerald, I'm just... In that moment, how did that feel? Were you like, that's cool? Or were you like, whoa, this girl's too much? Because Jess is like the queen of too much.
Yes.
No, I was like, nobody rejects me.
Okay. I mean, could you guys not have just exchanged numbers so you both had each other's numbers? No, we're not.
I wouldn't give it to him.
You wouldn't. So you left the liquor store without her number or that night or whatever? You didn't have her number?
No, she got mine and then she texted me like, an invitation to her mom's, like, surprise birthday or something.
The next day.
Okay, so let's now fast forward to the next day. Jess, mm-hmm. when do you text Garage Boy about your mother's? Because now, so keep in mind, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And there's Friday. Mm-hmm. You slid into the pub. Mm-hmm. You went to the liquor store. Mm-hmm. You got the number. Yeah. What, was the number at the liquor store?
No, the number was at my house.
At your house. You've gone back to the house. You do the whole exchange of, you give me, no, you give me, no, you give me.
Yeah.
And then, when does the invite text come through?
Like, I'd say late afternoon because I was like, I can't text him too early because I was already a stalker yesterday.
You're playing
that
game.
I gotta act like I don't care even though I'm freaking out low key.
Yeah.
And I think I'm sure it was like probably like around 4 or 5, and I was like, hey, are you gonna come to my mom's birthday party? And he's like, I might.
It's
and
pretty
I was
late
like,
though. I mean, 3 or 4.
Exactly,
like he,
because
yeah.
I didn't want to seem like I right. wanted him to be there.
Like you woke up wanting to text him.
Oh yeah, I woke. I had a dream about him. I'm fucking crazy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I woke up being like, okay. I have to wait till 4 o'clock until I can see if he wants to come to my mom's surprise birthday party at this bar.
Okay. All right. So, and Gerald, you get that, or Garage Boy, you get that text, and what's the feeling when you see it? Because I feel like a day's like that, like that feeling you get when you see that text.
When you see someone else's name on your phone.
Can say a lot. Yeah. It's like, was it excitement? Was it like, oh, I forgot I gave her my number? Was it like, oh, she's already texting me? Like, I just met her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, oh, okay.
So was it generic okay? Like, oh, I don't have plans tonight, so I guess I could go do it. Or were you like, oh, dang, she already hit me up. That's cool.
I honestly wasn't expecting it.
Okay. So you agree to go. Was it a firm yes or was it a I'll see how things go?
It was a I might go, basically, because okay. I had like plans to go out with my friends.
He had to go slide somewhere else, Jess. He can't slide everywhere that night.
No, I know.
Okay, so you do decide to go. What time, and Jess, this party is at a bar?
The party was at a bar.
Okay. So you're at a bar and you...
My whole family's there.
Everyone's there. When does Garage Boy show up in the process of the party?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how drunk you were at this point.
I was drunk.
Okay. You were drunk. Everybody was drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was tipsy, I'd say.
Okay. He walks in.
Mm-hmm.
What's that first feeling you get?
And before that, I had asked my friend Jarrell to ask him if he was coming because I didn't know if he was coming yet.
So you were like,
I was like, yeah.
You so really were hoping this was going to be a thing.
I just wanted him to be there.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I know. And then I had my friend ask and he was like, maybe he might come through. And we were probably at the bar for an hour before we left and went back to my house.
Okay.
For like the after party.
So who gets invited to the after party?
It's my...
How many, more or less, how many people are there?
Just how many people, what? Like 20 people at least?
I guess. Only people I knew were Jarrell and Mary.
Yeah, he only knew 2 friends. Everyone else is my family.
Okay.
And I'm like my dad, my mom, my sister, my aunts, my uncles, all these people. And so immediately when he gets in the house, everyone is like, who is that? Because
he's the odd man out. How did you, in that moment, because why did you decide to go over there? I feel like as the new guy, that's a pretty bold thing to agree to go do when you don't really know the family yet. Like, I could see you going to the party and hanging out, but then like the after party, like, and you're the odd man out.
I just wanted to step out of my own comfort zone.
Did you?
Normally, I would not do that. I go hang out with my friends now.
Yeah.
I don't really know y'all that well.
That seems like a typical thing. Honestly, okay, between you and I, Jess, don't, you can't say anything for a second.
Okay.
That night, honestly, like when you were at the party where you're like, damn, if I go to the after party, I'm smashing tonight. Like, I'm smashing. Like, this girl is drunk. Like, we are going, I'm trying to get it in. I'm about to slide in her.
In her?
I'm going to slide in her.
I'm going to slide in her. Nah, that was definitely not the mentality. I was just like, what the hell could happen if I go? Might as well do it.
Okay, all right. So you show up to the after party. Jess, how many people are there?
At least like 20 people.
That's big.
Yeah. And,
but Garage Boy's the only one that doesn't, he didn't really fit the mix.
Right.
What is happening then? What happens at this after party with, especially with him being like the outsider?
Everyone kept just being like, who are you? My sister was like all up in his face, just being annoying. My family was just being like low-key annoying.
Like harassing you? Like, was this your boyfriend, Jess? Or like, what was the, how were they being annoying?
No, not so much my boyfriend, but I think they were like, it was kind of apparent that why else would this random person be there? And also I was all like nervous and giddy. So my mom was
she
like,
picked up.
She's like, you're being weird. And I was like, why? And she's like, you're being weird and you're going to make him feel weird. And I'm like, I don't even like him like that. Like being all stupid.
He's dumb anyway. I don't care.
I'm like,
mom.
He's not my friend. I just met him. This is the second day I've ever seen him in my life.
Why did he even show up? I hate this guy.
Yeah, I hate him.
Well, because I'm smiling because I know, like,
yeah, because you know what happens.
I'm just trying to figure out how the transition
like,
happens.
We're hanging out. But let's fast forward to us sitting at the table, and then like the
what
first
table
move
are you
that
at?
You set, the first move
I,
you made it.
I want
to
you.
Me.
I want you to set the scene for us, though. Like what? Okay. Like set the room up for me. What's happening?
Okay, so we've hung out at this point, and then our two friends, Mary and Jarrell, are gonna leave.
Okay.
I tell Jarrell, my best friend, I'm like, I think I love Gerald, right? All like stupid.
You already said this.
Right. Okay. It was weird. I was like, I think I love him. And Jarrell was like, haha, that's funny. And he goes, well, he told me that he thinks you're cool too. And I'm like, ah, right? And I was like, oh my God. And he was going to leave. He was going to leave. And then I'm like, you can go. Like, I don't care if you go. Like, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
All like being
yeah,
whatever.
Like, whatever. It's yeah, cool. Because, why do girls do that? Why can't you be, I like you? Like,
I don't know. Like, because we so can't. Weird. We can't. And I'm like freaking out. Because also I've never like been like that before. And I can't even believe I like him or I'm like into him in any way. Because yeah. I'm afraid of everyone. So yeah. It's fine.
Okay.
But he ends up staying. And then him and I are sitting at our kitchen table. My mom is sitting there and then two other family friends and him and I are just like at one end and we're just kind of talking and getting
and
to
what
know
are
each
you,
other.
What are you talking? Gerald, what do you remember about that conversation at the end of the table?
Fuck.
Like nothing of like relevance though. It was just kind of small talk?
Not really.
Okay.
What?
So you're sitting.
We're talking about like this. Stupid shit that I can't really remember.
You know what's so funny though is I bet Jess can remember every single word of that conversation. Am I wrong?
Not.
You know every word that was said because girls do that. Y'all hone in on those moments and like it's a, you can replay it in like slow motion. You can speed it up. You can see every color, every word, every everything.
Okay, yeah. But wait, I'm
like,
yeah.
No, it's kind of tough because we both are like drinking a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're pretty. Oh God.
On a 1 to 10 scale, and I want you. I'm going to count to 3, and I want you to say your numbers separately. Okay, but on one, like 1 is sober, 10 is like wasted.
Mm-hmm.
On 3, I'm going to count to 3. I want you to say how drunk you were in this moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 10. Okay, so Jess is gone.
Yeah.
Garage is like.
But he can hang though, and I'm
out there.
I can't.
He out there. So you are like.
Okay, I would say.
No, you can't change it. That's why I said you can't change it. She garage boy. She was a 10. Do you remember her being a 10?
Maybe.
Yeah, we were both no, but both of us.
But
were
both
trashed.
Of you were okay.
We were drinking champagne and taking shots of
Crown
at the same
time.
With you.
I don't know what she's like when she's drunk, so I can't really tell.
Okay, fair enough.
Why did you stay though? Because I mean, even though we are like feeling each other and stuff.
Yeah,
you stayed by yourself.
At her parents' house.
Our friend's gone. Now it's literally just like my family and stuff.
So
why would you even stay
in this moment? Who is still in the house?
It's cleared up a little bit, and I'd say like half there. So like I'd say 10 people.
Your parents, your sister,
aunts,
cousins,
uncles, family, friends.
10 people.
Yeah.
And then there's garage.
Yes.
Okay. So, why do you say? It's a good question.
I had a inside man is Jarell. Jarell's like, she likes you.
Okay, but still, even though she likes you.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you should want to stay.
Right, that doesn't make you, because most, bear with me here, I'm outnumbered in this conversation, but I feel like most human beings are not like, hey, I got to stick this one out. Cause I'm going from a guy's mentality for a second. I'm like, hey, if I just stick this out long enough, like, I'm a smash. You're at her parents' house.
Yeah,
so, like, there's not really, it's not like the ideal opportunity.
Yeah, or even how that would even happen in the first place.
Right, it couldn't. There's the probability of you hooking up.
It shouldn't have.
Yeah. It's so low.
Yeah.
So, and I know we're getting so close to this. And I don't know this part. I honestly, like, I know that, like, the overall story, but I don't know this, like, in the details. So you're sitting here, Jess, how did this happen, this next part?
So we're sitting at the table, and my mom
is so nervous.
I'm nervous too. We'll be careful about this. We're sitting at the table, and my mom is there. She's talking to some family friends, and someone was saying something that I didn't agree with. And at this point, I'm drunk and I'm feeling sassy, and I was about to maybe, like, I don't know, start, like, I was gonna, like, start some trouble. Yeah,
okay.
I didn't agree, like, with what, like, they were speaking about.
But, like, for like just drunk angry, or you're gonna, like, be silly, pop off?
Low key drunk angry, because I genuinely did not like what they were talking about. So being drunk, I wasn't gonna.
What
be
was
able,
the topic?
I didn't like the way someone was treating my mom.
Okay, all
so
right.
I was gonna get super.
So you're frustrated at this point?
Yeah,
got it.
And then tell them what you did.
I was all like, I was reading, like, her face. And I was like, this can't be good. I was like, we should go somewhere else, so you don't have to be around this, like, animosity.
No, but he grabbed my face. This is after he had grabbed my hand and, like, held my hand real quick, and I was like, ah! Right?
Like boy. Ah, oh, yeah.
Because I saw that your nail was chipped, and I was like, what the heck?
Wait.
Because when I get, like, nervous or upset or I'm, like, uncomfortable, I start messing with my hands and, like, my nails.
Okay.
So he had, like, stopped my hand. He was like kind of like, what the fuck? And then I was, like, about to pop off, and then he, like, grabbed my face and turned it towards him and was like, I feel like we should, like, go somewhere else, because I feel like you're probably gonna do something stupid.
Okay, all right. In that moment, Garage Boy, are you like, and if I take her somewhere else? Honestly, and be honest, was there any possibility of you being like, this is my time to shine, like? Obviously, I can preface it like I'm really just leaving because I wanted to take her out. But, like, was there any intention of, like, doing something else and trying to get her alone?
No, I just didn't want, like, to be in that situation of.
So you're trying to leave, because I bet it's awkward as shit for you. I bet you're like, I don't know you people, and, like,
yeah. And my family's already loud and crazy as it is. This poor man.
This girl I like, and now she's being all crazy around her. Okay, so you're just like, let's get out of here. And you probably feel more bold because you're drunk, and you're like, because most people, if they're sitting at their family's house, not gonna be like, let's leave and go somewhere.
Right.
So how does the transition happen? Because we're about to enter the garage, people.
I took him to the garage.
So you were like, hey, let's go to the garage. Why the garage?
No, because here's the thing too. Like, and again, I no intention of, like, let's go hook up. Like, honestly, I didn't. I just thought I was gonna kiss him. Like,
yeah,
that didn't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Okay.
That's
all right.
That's all.
So,
I thought.
Wait. So when you said let's get out of here, your intention was to go.
So when he said that, I was like, well, we should go. I don't. My family is everywhere. Literally, the only place that we would be able to be by ourselves is in the garage.
Okay.
So that's why I took him there.
Okay.
With an intention to, like, I wanted to kiss him.
Yeah.
But literally, that's it. And also, I didn't even know how that was going to go, because I'm like, and as I'm walking, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fuck, you know?
This is a boy that you don't even, like, really know. But,
no.
but you're trashed. So, like, you know, the inhibition's gone. So
right.
I get it. So, you go into the garage. Now, I need you to paint the scene of the garage. I think we all need to, like, see this. I'm a visual person, so I enter into the garage, and what am I seeing?
So up at this point, we walk together, and as we're walking in the hallway, I have confidence. I'm like, yeah. The minute we get into the garage and the door shuts, I start shutting down inside, and I was like, oh, I can't.
Why?
Because I got so nervous.
I can't what?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, like now, you don't know? No, because now it's like...
Because now all the outside noise and the loudness has been eliminated.
This is the first time you two have ever been alone, period.
Just me and him.
Okay.
And I didn't know how to handle it. And I literally, Kramer, I could not speak. I couldn't talk.
And it was cold in the garage. I was like, why is it taking me here?
I hope we play this podcast at y'all's wedding. I really hope this whole story gets brought to light.
No, we can't.
So, okay. So it's cold in the garage. Uh-huh. Is it a two-car garage?
Yeah.
Are there two cars in the garage?
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you guys go?
We're just standing there, like leaning up against my dad's car. At this point, we're literally so, like, could not be the most, like, awkward and weird situation ever. We're just standing next to each other and are like just kind of leaning back on the garage because like there's nowhere to sit, there's nowhere to go at this. And also, now it's all setting in. I'm like, why would I? Like, what are we gonna do?
Right,
like,
right.
What?
Okay. So then, who wants to explain this next part? Because I don't know how it.
He can.
Okay. So, you know, keep in mind, since we're brand new garage boy, we're not trying to like ruin our reputation too bad. But what happens? How did this transition go? And why do you have the nickname garage boy as of today? Because what happens in that garage then kind of formed this name that we have for you?
Yeah.
Well, as she was shutting down, because I knew that she liked me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, why are you nervous? I was like poking at it.
You called her out then because she's acting all weird.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And she was like, I don't know.
So you admitted you were nervous.
Yeah. Because at that point, I couldn't. I literally was shutting down and there was nothing I could do. And I was like, I was done.
Okay. So then what? What? Somebody's got to listen. I mean, it probably should be you, Jess, just to make sure that like we're. Mm-hmm. How does this happen?
I at one point I think I was like, I don't know what to say anymore because I just gave up. I was like, he's going to leave. I am not cool anymore. I'm freaking out. Like, and I was like, I don't know what to say anymore. And then he just kissed me.
Okay.
And like, saved the thing. And, like, even though I was like messed up,
so
I remember it so vividly because I remember when he kissed me, I was like, oh my God. Like I felt, it was like the best feeling. And I almost fell.
Garage Boy, do you agree with that? That same feelings when you kissed her for the first time?
I just went for it.
So, and how, both of you, really quick, how was the other person at kissing? Because the first one's always kind of awkward. If you had to give it a grade, if you had to give him a, but I feel like he's like, honestly, how good of a kisser was he in that moment?
No, and this is the thing too. Like you can say whatever you want to say. Like I literally will not get.
Because
like,
this is the first
terrible.
Time we've ever had him on with us ever. So I feel like he feels like he's got to be on his best behavior.
No, I don't think so. He'll say whatever
the
fuck he wants.
It's the garage boy.
Yeah, no,
he
don't care.
So how was that first kiss, Jess? We'll start with you.
Let him go first.
Okay, garage boy.
It was nice.
Okay. If you had to give it a grade, A plus to an F, what do you give it?
It's like an A minus.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Jess, if you had to say the same thing about Garage Boy.
Same. A.
A.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're trash.
Sure. It's kind of hard to tell. It's probably, they're both D's, to be honest with you,
moment. But it felt the best. Yeah, we're trashed.
Okay. How does this next part happen?
So, then we start making out.
Yeah.
And
keep in mind, I want to reset the scene really quick. They're in their parents' garage, leaned up against her father's car. What kind of car is it?
I don't know.
Gerald, what's her dad's car?
It's an Audi.
Okay. A smaller car. It's a smaller car. So you guys are leaning like on the front, the back, the side.
On the side.
On the side, where the doors are. Okay,
no,
Jessica.
And mind you, like, we are so, like, we're so close to the door, too. So if someone would have walked in, like, we are right there. We're not hiding anywhere. We're not, like, in the corner. Like, we're literally just out in the open.
Okay.
And then we're, like, kissing and stuff. And then I...
there's a point where I stopped and I was like, are we sure? Like in my head, I was like, are you sure you want to do this like in here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you felt like it was going to go further than just making out. Right, Garage Boy?
Not really.
Okay,
I
so
didn't expect that.
You were just like making. Like,
no, neither. No, both of us. No, no, really. I did not expect that either. Okay, I had no intention.
Okay.
Of like doing anything other than kissing this man.
Okay.
Like at all.
Okay. I think we can leave what actually happened out of the story, and it still is just as good. Unless I think that we can.
And I think we should. I feel like
yeah.
I'll let you guys assume
what happens next.
What happened
yes.
next.
At the end of this time together in
okay,
the garage
uh-huh.
against your father who birthed you and raised you.
Shut
car,
up.
Disrespectful, but it's fine. Do you feel like it's a little disrespectful in hindsight, both of you? Do you feel like, wow, this like we did this in the parents' house?
Yes, terrible.
And
I cannot. I'm so shook with myself. Like,
it's so not like you. I've known Jess for like close to 5 years now, and this is so not like you in the first place.
Even talking to him or like inviting him
yeah.
to any like just. Is so out of character.
Right. So, but then, did you feel a certain way during it, being like, wow, either of you being like, we're in the garage right now? Because your parents could have walked out at any time.
Yeah.
Was there any point that either of you were like, hey, we probably shouldn't be doing this? Because I'm thinking as the guy, I don't know that I would be able to wink, wink, nudge, nudge, because I'd be so nervous. Or dad...
Mm-hmm.
And your dad's pretty protective of you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, your dad was going to walk out and, like, beat my ass.
Yeah, why weren't we doing... Like, what happened? What do you think?
He's like, oh.
At that point, your dad was gone.
Oh, yeah, my dad was sleeping.
Oh, he was... Okay.
I forgot.
Was everybody...
Oh, is that why you felt okay about it? Because you knew he was sleeping?
No, that didn't cross my mind at all. I was just like, if we get caught, we get caught. Whatever.
Wow. Wow. If we get caught, we get caught. I guess because you're kind of following her lead anyway.
Yeah.
It's her house.
It was my fault.
Yeah.
You know? It was my fault. Yeah.
So, okay. So you guys have a moment together in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
What happens at the end of this moment? Not the physical sense, but the next action.
so we went into my room because at that point. Oh, sorry. So we go to go back into the house, assuming that like the party is.
What
still
time
going.
Is it, more or less?
Oh, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Five in the morning.
Like four to five.
When did you enter the garage?
I don't know.
Probably like maybe 3:30-ish.
So you for about an hour. Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
So then we try to go back in the house, and then the door is locked.
So you're now stuck in the garage
mm-hmm.
of your parents' house, which you just had a moment in.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
And it's freezing, and we're just also too, it's like after all the adrenaline and like all that's done, I'm like, what? Oh. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
what are we supposed to do?
And
right.
Like, also, what did
You're
I just do?
You're sobering up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, who am I?
And who is this man?
Who is this person?
And your dad's
that's with
on
me.
Your
I'm
dad's
on the
car.
Floor for my earrings because I lost the one.
Wait.
His ear, like he has like a little earrings and he's like looking for them. Like we're just a mess.
Okay, so you're kind of coming to at this point.
Yeah, we're both
kinda
like
whoa.
We're like what the fuck?
How did you feel afterwards, garage? Once everything was said and done, were you like what were you feeling in that moment?
I was like, whoa, this shit really just happened. What the hell?
Because it's
so
like, what? No, it's like, what the, like,
yeah,
why?
Right. How did this happen?
Why?
Okay, so.
So then I call my 17-year-old sister and wake her up to unlock the door.
Yes.
And so then we walk in and then we go into my room. And at that point, I'm like, what the hell did I just do? I don't even know this
Shuts
person.
Shuts down again.
So she, yeah, I'm sure. She's like, what? Who is this man? Okay, okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
And he like tries to be, and he's like, he's being nice to me, like tries to put his arm around me, and I'm just like frozen because I'm like, I can't believe, I'm like upset that I did it.
Right, so you're kind of like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Well, it how did that change your vibe? Are you still into her? Are you more into her after this, Garage Boy? Are you like less into her because... at the end of the day, you can look at it two ways. Like, that's really special. Or you're like, does she bring every guy to this garage? Because that seemed way too easy. That was way too casual on her father's vehicle for that to happen.
Let's see.
He's like, oh no, she is a loose moral woman. You can be honest.
Now I'm like trying to figure out how I'm gonna say it.
Just go for it. We'll edit it out if we have to.
We'll edit it out if we have to. As she was like shutting down and everything, I was like, did I just get used?
Oh, you thought you got used?
Yeah, because he was like sat there. I was like, all right, is this like the cue for me to leave? Because I will.
So you're okay. Okay, so at the end of the
I was like, this is a possibility of something, maybe.
Okay, and you're feeling like she's thinking like, well, I got my hookup in for the night, so I guess I can see you. You can get out. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, so you got to go.
Yeah, it was along the lines of that.
Now, to be honest, that's usually typically the other way around, right? Where the guy's like, okay, you got to go. But he's feeling that vibe from you. And why you were shutting down because you were like, I can't believe I just did that. Would you feel that way, though, if you liked him?
Because I assumed that he would be that way about me. Because I'm like, I actually like him. And you
know,
I don't
you
even.
You know when you hook up with somebody too fast and you're it's like the whole like, do they think that I do this with everybody else? And then you're like, well, do they do this with everybody? It's weird.
I'm just assuming that about him because I don't know who he is, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I'm probably just some random person to him. And like, I don't even live here. So this was probably why he would even do this with me in the first place.
Sure.
He doesn't like me because I would never do with anybody like on some casual. So I was just like, he just needs to leave because I can't. I mean, and I know that he doesn't, and I'm like, and I know he doesn't like me like that.
Yeah.
So like, I'm stupid for doing this because I know how this works,
okay.
You know, like
okay.
That.
We've been going over an hour. So I'm going to, I want the 30 second to 1 minute conclusion to this story of how you guys ended up here today. So how did it go from we hooked up, things were uncomfortable, to now you literally 8 months later moved across the country with this girl? How'd that happen, Gerald?
I texted her the next day.
And you and what did you say?
We did that.
You said, I can't believe we did that. And Jess, what did you say back? What did she say back?
I was like, I know, like what the fuck just happened?
So you say that, and so then how do you guys then progress? Because is that when we talked to you? A couple of days later, that's when we talked to Jess on the radio, and she's like, oh my God, that's how he got his name in the first place. Because we called Jess on the podcast, actually. We used to do another uncensored podcast in San Diego, mm-hmm. right? And Jess literally, because she was supposed to be back on Monday, but she wasn't there until like Wednesday, and we called her, we're like, what's going on? And she's like, I have to tell you guys something. Like, it came out of nowhere. We could tell something was going on.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, I hooked up with this guy in my parents' garage.
Yeah.
And that's how he got the name Garage Boy. But how did we get to this moment today? Like, how did the conversation keep going? How did it, like, progress? Because you were coming back down to San Diego from Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald.
Hello?
Yeah, no, you.
It just got really quiet. I thought you were going to still
ask me
something else.
No, I'm just, how did the story go from there? From we just hooked up to now you guys are in a relationship. Because she was about to leave, so how did that progress? And now how are you here today?
She was just cool to talk to. I just enjoyed talking to her. And then it just started escalating into having feelings for her. And then here we are.
Now here you are across the country. Never should have gone to that gosh dang garage. Should have never stepped foot in that garage, man. Now here you are out here in this world. He's like, I'm in Baltimore. That's what happens. That's what happens when you go into the garage sometimes. Gentlemen, no. Every guy listening right now is like, if we've all had our garage stories. We're like, damn, we had to do that one hookup. Now we in love. Shouldn't have gone. Shouldn't have gone to that garage. Every man's got that garage. That's the full story. Are we missing anything?
No.
You're weird now.
No, because I'm like obsessed with him.
Yeah. Who do you think likes the other one more?
Me. Me.
Yeah, I get that vibe. All right. I can tell you because I've been hanging out with Garage Boy for the last couple of weeks. Good dude. I think kind of what Jess needs in her life, because he's so chill and just like not dramatic, but he's kind of funny and like just doesn't take anything too seriously, where Jess takes everything so seriously. So I just really, I swear, if you guys end up getting, because you have to admit, it's not the most romantic meeting, you know?
No.
It's not like you met under a waterfall in Hawaii or something. Like, you met and you're basically in your parents' garage, mm-hmm. and you had a magical moment in on your dad's car.
Stop it!
And now here you are. If you guys get married, are we just going to like
act like nothing happened?
Yeah. Like, yes. Is no one going to like address that?
No.
Does your family address it at all?
No, because we can't. We just, I mean, when it came up the first time, it was not the funnest thing to deal with. So we just, every time my dad hears Garage Boy, he gets pissed. So after this podcast, we are never talking about the story again. And it's just going to stay at Garage Boy, and that's that. And
what's your dad's name again?
Michael.
Michael. I forgot your dad's name. What's up, Michael? You know he's listening right now.
No, he's not going to listen.
I guarantee he's listening right now.
He's not.
I'm going to say, what's up, Michael? Because how do you not listen to this podcast when you're a father?
He can't. I'm going to tell him he can't.
You have to. Okay, that's it. We got to go. I'm tired. Y'all tired?
Yeah.
We good here?
Yeah.
We got to go to Target. We got like things we got to do, like real people stuff. Anyway.
Oh, we got to go to IKEA.
Oh, you're right.
Our lives are nuts right now. But thank you for sticking in there with us. Thank you for those that have, you know, San Diego people that are still sticking with us, listening to this podcast. We appreciate you so much. For the Baltimore people that have come over already and are
giving us a
shot.
Thank you.
I just realized, Jess, that at the end of this podcast, we also need to go back and record a disclaimer at the beginning, because this was like a wide open story.
Yeah.
It's fine. Let's follow us on social media. Your brand, Jess.
Do it. JESSDUITT.
Garage Boy. No, but seriously.
No, tell them your Instagram.
Oh, all right. It's Garage__boy.
Wait, was Garage_1 boy taken?
Yeah. So who, there's another Garage Boy.
He's legend too. He's legend. He's like, I hooked up in a garage one time, so I'm now the Garage Boy. And I'm that guy Kramer on Instagram. We'll see you guys back here next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.